That's what they tell us to do here.
That's right. They've got all these signs around the office basically telling us how to stay in shape. And you know what? They work. I'm not going to lie. I get up now every break and I walk around the building, get a little movement going. That's what you got to do.
Follow the arrows. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5, The band is back together. The three-man band. Bob, Mac, Dusty here with you. Of course, it is a Wednesday.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
All right. We asked the question, will Josh Simmons be the best left tackle since Willie Rofe? Yes or no?
How we doing, guys?
I'm going to go check it out now. Mac, have you voted to see the actual results?
I have not.
Has Binkley voted?
No, he's still fighting with people. I just went and told Kramer. I was like, did you see what Binkley was doing last night on Twitter? He goes, someone had to have struck Bink's nerve. Love when he gets fired up.
Oh, everybody loves it. It's great. It's free entertainment.
So the poll question is in. Fesco and Dusty poll. Is Josh Simmons going to be the best left tackle since Willie Rofe? 80.6% have said yes.
Wow, that's less than what we had last week. And last week's poll question, I don't even remember what it was, but it was an overwhelming runaway. And it was like, should the Chiefs, play this season or something? Yes or no? And like 90% said yes, and 10% were like, no.
Should the Chiefs play this season?
I forget. It was something so ridiculous that,
remember.
But it was like a runaway. But this is not as big a runaway as last week's poll question was. That's what I'm trying to remember. What the hell last week's poll question was. Salvi. It was signing Salvi to picking up Salvi's team option that the team still has yet to do. And they still need to do that. So yeah, people were in favor of that. And look, Josh Simmons is most likely going to be the best left tackle since Willie Rofe. And there's not a lot to compare it to, but that's still a good thing to say. Yeah, he's going to be the best left tackle since Willie Rofe. And if you voted no in that poll, who are you saying is, in your opinion, better than where Josh Simmons is right now? Because it's like, do you think, right? It was, do you think Josh Simmons will be the best? If you don't think that, well, what's holding you back from thinking that Josh Simmons is going to be the best left tackle since Willie Rofe?
Is Josh Simmons going to be the best Chiefs left tackle since Willie Rofe? Same thing. 80-20 is where we're at. Yes versus no. We have one response in the poll.
Okay.
The Twitter handle is Poontang56. It says there's a long way to go before we even start talking about him being better than Fisher. And the graphic of their handle is Mr. Garrison from South Park.
Mr. Garrison. Drugs are bad, okay?
Well, that's Mr. Mackey, but yeah.
Either way, that's right.
Mr. Garrison's like,
Mr. Garrison!
Yeah, oh, jeez. There's at least one that says we have to wait till he gets to Fisher. That's a fair point. Interesting handle on your Twitter account there. But don't forget, you can join 96.5 The Fan live at Hollywood Casino on Friday, August 8th. Cody and Gold plus The Drive will be broadcasting live from the sportsbook inside Hollywood Casino. We will be registering fans to win a signed Chiefs Charles and Minnehue football, plus a pair of tickets to the Chiefs and Colts game. Be sure to follow Hollywood Casino on Facebook, Instagram, and X, and enter their giveaway on August 7th for a chance to win $100 pin cash on August 8th, every hour from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then again, next Thursday, a week from tomorrow, we have 8-7 day where we do all things Travis Kelce. So it will literally be focused all around that with interviews, topics, highlights, phone calls, texts, whatever you want, as we appreciate Mr. 87. But again, not a wide receiver, but a tight end. But the conversation that happens every single year: how many receivers will make this team?
Coach, how many receivers do you plan on keeping on the roster this year?
Six. You think?
Yeah, listen. You asked me that last year.
Yeah, so we know of five, right? So it's one spot that's getting fought for.
We're worried about who's going to be the sixth wide receiver on the team.
Love that, because what? We have Rice, Worthy, Juju, Hollywood,
Jalen Royals.
And then it's either Remigio.
Yep.
It's, what's another one? Skymore. Oh, come on.
We're talking about the sixth wide receiver on this roster. We got other problems.
If you want to know if Skymore is making this team or not, he's getting reps with Gardner Minshew. Writing's on the wall.
There was somebody getting reps with the ones yesterday with Patrick Mahomes. It was Jalen Royals, or maybe it was Remigio.
Thornton,
it's somebody's name. Somebody who cares. But it wasn't Sky Moore is what I'm getting at. And that's a good point by Dusty. Like, if you're out there running with Gardner Minshew or whoever the third quarterback is on the roster and whatnot, you're probably not going to make this team. The thing that you really hope about Sky Moore is it's somebody that you can flip to another team. Somebody loses a wide receiver. Somebody needs, a decent enough wide wide receiver that was a second-round pick. We like this guy coming out of college, but we didn't get him in the draft. Kind of a reclamation project. You hope there's somebody out there like that where you can maybe trade Sky Moore and get a seventh-round draft pick back in return, or, you know, bag of baseballs, as they like to say. So that's what you're hoping with Sky Moore, is that ultimately he becomes a guy that you can find another team needs him, you can deal him, you can get a pick back in return. Nothing spectacular for Sky Moore. But, I mean, if we're talking about the sixth wide receiver on this roster, I mean, like what are we doing here? I mean, it's going to come down to whether or not these front four guys produce. And if they don't and they get injured, well, then Patrick Mahomes is going to have to work his magic yet again. And Mahomes has shown us over the years it really doesn't matter who he's throwing the football to, except for Kadarius Toney. And other than that, Patrick Mahomes has made it work with every wide receiver that he put out there. So who's going to be the sixth wide receiver? I could care less who the sixth wide receiver is going to be, because Patrick Mahomes is going to make that guy look like the first wide receiver, because that's how good he is at that quarterback
position.
I would
say we should care a little more, because we know Rashee Rice is going to be suspended for a certain amount of games, and there's got to be somebody that you can hope.
So that sixth becomes that fifth, that seventh. Yep.
Yeah, so there's somebody that you hope that can grab, what, 3 to 4 targets per game?
You really think the sixth guy's even going to be active on game day?
Well, they will, because Rice won't be active.
Well, but you don't have to have 6 wide receivers. You maybe have 5 wide receivers activate an extra running back or something.
That's
like
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That fifth guy that's activated will be the sixth guy that makes the roster.
Yeah, I mean, but
for
I
the
mean,
first 4 to 6 weeks or whatever that suspension is, that they said was going to be ramped up since they expedited the court hearing, which I'm still waiting for that.
Mecole Hardman was the fifth wide receiver in this offense for a long time. You saw a lot of him. Justin Watson, 4th, 5th, and even 6th wide receiver. Those guys mean a lot to the Chiefs offense. They're kind of another X wide receiver, and there are a lot of distractions for what now will be Hollywood Brown, Xavier, and Rashee Rice. They stretch the field. They're usually fast guys in the Chiefs offense. They're going to be on the field whether you like it or not, and I hope we at least like it more than we've liked it in the past.
Well, yeah, but it's one of those things, like, I'm not losing any sleep over this. The left tackle position got fixed. I got Patrick Mahomes. Give me anybody.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I just really hope it's not Sky Moore.
Somebody on the
I don't think it will be.
I don't think so. I think that ship is sailed. I think what they're doing with Sky Moore in camp is to give him some sort of reels for other teams that might be like, I'll take a chance. I'll maybe see if it works with us, because it hasn't worked here. It's not going to work here.
My parking lot reels would have me a better chance.
I mean, there's reels on Instagram that have a better chance at making a team than Sky Moore. But what about the third running back? Because that's a conversation I think is worth meriting. Like, right? Like, somebody on the text line says, will the sixth wide receiver be saved by Tube?
because it's usually what it comes down to, right? Who's going to return kicks?
Like, all right,
right?
Dave, which one of these two do you want? The other one's getting out of here. And then you have, from the 660, you have a playmaker and a coach. Harmon did not play X, LOL.
Gotcha.
Thank you.
That's a good text right there. Do we have the thanks coach available? Right? Who knows what position these guys are playing? Honest to God, you're not sitting there at Arrowhead on Sunday going, oh my God, that guy lined up as the X and this guy lined up as the
yes,
Y.
They are.
And if you are saying that, I don't want to be around you. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm going
not my cup of tea.
I'm going to find out where anybody else in the entire damn stadium is sitting.
Hey, that guy's passed out up there. This guy's tripping over himself here. I'd rather sit by any of them.
I'd rather
than somebody telling me who's playing the X position.
Would you rather sit next to somebody who's like, yeah, he's in the Y, he's in the Z, or sit next to the guy that was the Yankees game with his girlfriend up in the upper deck?
Oh, clearly that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
When you said Yankees, I was thinking about the doofuses that sat behind us.
Oh,
you know? And I'm like, I'd rather sit by them too than the guy who's breaking out his alleged playbook at the game in the crowd, telling me who's playing what position. That's like the guy at the baseball game who's calling pitches, you know? I think he should go with a slider here. I think a slider works nicely on this guy in this pitch. You know, the 2-2 slider on the back door, yeah, he can't hit that. He should throw. Who the hell cares? Enjoy the damn game!
My bad on Nick Kurtz. He went to Wake Forest. I apologize for that. So he was there with Chase Burns, the pitcher that's a stud for Cincinnati.
Yeah.
I get it, the sixth wide receiver is important for this team because of what could be coming when it happens to be the suspension of Rashee Rice. But, you know.
Yeah, listen, everybody's important.
And we're looking forward to the challenge.
Yeah.
But I do think it's interesting that Binkley thinks Worthy could have a breakout year, because Worthy yesterday made Johnson look kind of foolish.
He did. I mean, Worthy yesterday made Nazi Johnson, man. He beat Johnson twice, and the Chiefs actually put out this video yesterday. I mean, when you see Worthy out there beating Johnson like he did, it's comical. He made Johnson look soft and weak yesterday, Dusty. I mean, just the moves that Worthy put on Johnson, the way that he was dancing around out there. Like, Johnson dropped his pants on one of those plays. I mean, he had Worthy, he couldn't figure him out. And then there was one play where Johnson was all over Worthy, right? Did you see that one? And Worthy still went up and high-pointed that ball and brought it back down. But the one at the goal line where he made, like, Johnson just look like a rookie, like a college player, like a high school player, I went, man, if Xavier Worthy's doing that on Sunday and he's doing that in space to Nazi Johnson, who's a pretty good player, imagine what he can do for the rest of the NFL.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Kenny Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
All right, staying on the gridiron, we're going to go to Jimmy Haslam over in Cleveland talking about the Shedeur Sanders. We've got a couple things from Browns owner Jimmy Haslam. This is him talking about the Shedeur Sanders pick and
nuts,
kind of saying, you know, it wasn't my pick.
If you'd have told me, you said we picked him on Saturday, right? Friday night driving home, y'all are going to pick Shedeur. I would say that's not happening, but... we had a conversation early that morning, and then we had a conversation later that day. I think we had the right people involved in the conversation. At the end of the day, that's Andrew Berry's call. Andrew made the call to pick Shedeur. Just like who's going to start or what play we're going to call is Kevin's call. But that's Andrew's call. He made the call.
And you obviously...
I think it's Andrew's call.
Yeah, good. I mean, you hired the guy to do a job. You let him do the job, and you let everybody know. I think what Jimmy Haslam is doing, because he has such a bad reputation about, I mean, just everything that he's done has been done horribly with that Cleveland franchise and whatnot, and everything else that's gone on with Jimmy Haslam over the years. I don't think he ever gets the benefit of the doubt, but that's him separating himself from his general manager right there and letting everybody know. If this doesn't work out, he picked him, you know, so the blame goes on him. That's him separating himself from that.
I would just say it's Browns, right?
Like, yeah,
the absolute S storm that is consistently the Cleveland Browns giving Deshaun Watson all that money.
Yep. Watson, yes!
And, you know, kind of ruining the league and making everybody look at them as like a bunch of idiots. Then all of a sudden you got this guy coming out of your Haslam being like, what'd my pick?
Yeah.
It's Andrew's pick.
That's his. I mean, you want to know. Fans want to know. They want the behind the scenes. He picked him, not me.
It's like when Skidmark comes out of the bathroom and Dumb and Dumber, and he's like, who threw the salt? Like,
yeah, right. Yeah.
What me, dude? Yes. So when it fails. Like.
But I also, I look, if you're going to be the owner of a franchise, you hire these guys to do their job. You let them do their job. If you don't agree with it, you don't agree with it. But at least he didn't get in the way of this one and say, here's Deshaun Watson, because he clearly did that one and it didn't go well. I didn't do this one.
Be like JJ being like, hey, he said CAG should come up. What me? Yeah, that was Sherman's call. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, total one word, Browns.
Well, he wasn't done talking. They asked him about Arch Manning, which has just been a top story, and we're not even to college football season yet. He says, well, you might want to hold your horses on Arch Manning.
You get paid by how many hits you get, okay? And I think if you know the Manning family, I would bet that, and I don't know Arch at all, okay? I bet he stays in college 2 years, so I don't even think that's worth discussing. So,
I love that comment by Jimmy Haslam, basically ending a narrative before the college football season starts that everybody wants to be a narrative, who's playing for Arch Manning. And he said right there, if you know the Manning family, they don't leave after, you know, the first year.
It's true.
And it is. That's the track record. Peyton, Eli, and Arch is probably going to do the same thing. I love the fact that Jimmy Haslam basically ended a narrative right there for the entire media this college football season. He took away your low-hanging fruit. Find another quarterback that's going to come out, because it doesn't look like Arch Manning is going to come out. And I think that's the right decision to make.
I mean, yeah, I would say nipped is that the one mm-hmm. word I would say. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not going to sit here and take these questions all day, all night, every single time. It's like when Clark Hunt was asked about the stadium the other day. He's like, yeah, no, still got two locations. I'm not going to say anything more than that because I know these things can change overnight.
Yep.
And everybody else is like, okay, so how do you feel about the team this year? And it's like, that's what you want. That's the perfect kind of PR polished answer you want to give people, because that's the way the business goes. And if Arch Manning does stay, which he should, he's in Austin, Texas. He's a stud. He's getting laid probably every night that he wants.
And you get
he's making
now.
A ton of money, yeah. And it's fully guaranteed. And you can live your best life. Like,
yep.
Your dads can tell you, your dad and your uncle and your other uncle can tell you, and your grandfather can be like, hey, man, you're going to make the NFL. Enjoy college, because we did, and it's fun. Maybe you can go win a national title, and then you could add more and more clout to your name. So I totally agree. Why not leave early?
Imagine if he wins the national championship at Texas. What kind of street cred
That'd
that dude
insane.
Would have?
And
that would
be tight Sark's pants would be.
I mean,
you talk about the Knicks and their effect on, you know, the NBA and stuff in New York in general. Texas
yeah.
in college football.
It would be huge. And you know, I was covering the Longhorns when they got Chris Sims years ago as their quarterback, and that was a big deal, right? Mm-hmm. And he never amounted, obviously, to what we think Arch Manning can do, but I remember when he came in, people were so excited. Oh my God, Chris Sims, and the difference a quarterback at Texas makes. And if Arch Manning goes out there and they win the SEC this year and they play for the national championship, I mean, I'm going to tell you something, man. That guy's going to be able to write his ticket. And why wouldn't you come back for one
and
more
you know
year
who
after
Texas
that?
Texas' first game is this year?
Ohio State.
There we go, baby.
Yeah, October 3rd or October 8, August 30. Yeah.
Yeah.
Big
Hopefully
day.
It's nice
because
we'll be on the Fesco deck.
That's
yeah.
fine. Put
God,
it down.
That sounds weird. Yeah. Yeah. So there
Put
you
it
go.
Down.
Fesco Johnson.
Yeah.
Put it down.
It's an 11 a.m. game, too, which is really good.
Yeah,
it's perfect.
Yeah.
It's perfect. Yeah.
Get that Blackstone ready for breakfast.
Yeah. All right. I can do that.
Right.
That's actually a good idea.
That's a great
Let's
idea.
Plan it. Put it down. Yeah.
Not my house.
yeah, exactly. Get
it's
the
not
bacon
mine either.
Dusty.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I'll get
yeah.
some of that center cut bacon that they have.
Cincinnati Bengals, some good news for their fans. And Drew Nixon, Trey Hendrickson did show up yesterday. He didn't want to take the $50,000 fine
smart.
That may have amassed every day. One word?
I would say, you said smart. I would say stupid for showing up and giving in. Usually when you have these fines, they work themselves out. You know, you can kind of negotiate not paying those.
Didn't Chris Jones's fines get?
Yeah, but the Chiefs didn't agree with like negotiating them out. Not all of them, I don't think. I think they waived some of them and whatnot. Like you
well,
could,
they added incentives to erase
yeah,
the.
That's, yeah, 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 that's yeah, right. That's why he was so excited to get that $1 million incentive, because he didn't have to pay that money back
I'm
to
no
the team.
In debt.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly right. You made that final credit card payment. Woo! Here, let me charge it, you know, yeah,
and I'll get a new one.
Yeah, so I think it like you got to hold your ground on this one, man. They need you. But these guys start to get a little bit itchy, man. It's time to start playing football, and they want to get out there and make their money this year. And he's hoping the good faith will bring the Cincinnati Bengals around. I would say if it was another organization, maybe we're talking about the Bengals here. What if they ever showed good faith at anything?
Well, Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, Joe Burrow. And then what? They also paid
Shamar Stewart.
Yeah, Shamar Stewart.
Yep.
He's there. So, I mean, I think it's smart for Trey, because then you can also put more clout into your corner and be like, hey, I could have held out. I could have done all this. I didn't. I'm here. I believe in it. I know that may be just like, you know, horseshoes and hand grenades when it comes to the all be all with the contract.
Yeah.
But, I mean, get out there, because the worst thing you want is to get out there in the regular season and get hurt because you're out of shape.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, you know, you think about, too, being there for your guys and whatnot, and they're going through training camp, and everybody knows training camp sucks and stinks,
yeah.
And if they're going through it and you're not, there's a little bit of resentment there.
Yeah.
One word, Raiders defensive tackle Adam Butler had this to say about Christian Wilkins. This whole situation has gotten super weird since the Adam Schefter reporting on Pat McAfee, very vague reporting about him possibly kissing the head of a teammate, and now other people saying it was more than that. This is what Adam Butler had to say yesterday on Christian Wilkins.
A lot of controversy around the defensive line group after the release of Christian Wilkins. Mm-hmm. How have you seen your unit be able to leave that as outside noise and hone in on your craft?
We pretty much just kind of moved on from the situation. You know, I really don't want to comment further on it. But I will say that, you know, whatever you're going through as a person, you know, athlete, non-athlete, whoever, whatever your struggle is, if you got something going on in life, just, you know, talk to somebody. Get some therapy. You know, whatever your deal is your deal. Somebody out there in this world full of billions of people is willing to listen. They're willing to listen, hear you out, and help you work through whatever you need to work through. But don't make any hasty decisions to get help.
Okay, I'm just going to refrain. That's the word I'm going to use, because I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah,
here.
No one does.
you can't find, it's all just kind of rumor, innuendo, suggestions, you know,
yeah,
vague, maybe people are making, I don't know. So I'm just going to use the word refrain because I have no idea what's going on. And I have no idea what that question was. Can you please play that gentleman's question again to the man that answered?
A lot of controversy around the defensive line group after the release of Christian Wilkins. Mm-hmm. How have you seen your unit be able to leave what? That as just outside noise and hone in on your craft?
Okay. What kind of question is that? Ask the question that you want to know. What's the vibe now with this Christian Wilkins thing? Can you tell us what's going on? How's your unit handling this? Well, that's a personal question, first of all.
That's you can't do that in this situation. My God. Yeah, I mean, weird. I think you said it earlier. Like, the whole situation's weird. Like, there's now like videos that are getting out into the league that he's what, like, touching guys.
Yes, all these videos are surfacing
back
of tackles.
Even years ago.
Yeah. Apparently, Josh Allen got, you know, sideways with this guy when he was playing with the Dolphins. The Clemson videos are surfacing. Yeah. Like, every commercial break, I've got a friend sending me a different one of something that, you know, they've got on. I look, I have no idea.
Me either.
What's going on with this guy? What the situation is? Quite honestly, I don't want to know.
And but sounds like a Raider problem. And
I mean, like this is raidering, right? Like, yeah. I mean,
welcome to Vegas.